Welcome, adventurers, to another exciting episode of Zane's Adventure Zone. I'm your host, Zane, and today we're going on an incredible journey to learn about one of the most famous shipwrecks in history, the RMS Lusitania. I know a lot of you listening are curious kids like me who love to explore the world and discover new things. You've probably heard amazing stories about famous ships like the Titanic, but today we're going to dive into the fascinating tale of the Lusitania, another gigantic ocean liner from over 100 years ago. The Lusitania was built by the Cunard Line in the early 1900s and was the largest passenger ship in the world when she first set sail. She was massive, almost 800 feet long. She was known for her speed, luxury, and beautiful interiors. But sadly, just like her sister ship, the Titanic, the Lusitania met a tragic end after being torpedoed by a German U-boat during World War I in 1915. When the big, luxurious ship sank off the coast of Ireland, nearly 1,200 passengers lost their lives. The disaster shocked the world and played a major role in bringing the United States into the war. There are so many intriguing mysteries and controversies surrounding the Lusitania's final voyage and wreck. As your guide on this adventure, I'll walk you through the Lusitania's entire story, from her conception and construction as a marvel of early 20th century engineering, to the details of her lavish interiors, her transatlantic crossings in peacetime, the dramatic circumstances of her sinking, and the aftermath that changed history. We'll uncover secrets about the ship's cargo, debate conspiracy theories, and try to solve lingering questions about how one torpedo could doom such a massive vessel so quickly. To tell this epic tale, we'll have to transport our imaginations back over 100 years and picture the world in the early 1900s. I can't wait to hear your reactions and have you share your thoughts and theories along the way. Together, we'll piece together the story of the Lusitania's final days. Just search for Zane's Adventure Zone wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Then gather your family and friends to listen too. This is one journey you won't want to take alone. Imagine you're a curious kid at the turn of the 20th century when travel by ship was the only way to cross the Atlantic. You've heard stories about the legendary Titanic and her tragic sinking in 1912. But even before the Titanic, there was another gigantic British ocean liner that captured the world's attention, the Lusitania. When she was built in the early 1900s, the Lusitania was the largest, fastest, and most luxurious ship ever created. She was a marvel of engineering and a symbol of the exciting new technological advances of the time. Traveling on the Lusitania was the height of luxury. Her interiors featured glamorous dining saloons with soaring ceilings, elegant staterooms, marble fireplaces, and the latest conveniences like electric lighting. With room for over 2,000 passengers served by a crew of nearly 900, she was like a floating palace. For several years, the Lusitania proudly held the prestigious Blue Riband Award for the fastest Atlantic crossing. People across the world marveled at this incredible new ocean liner. But beneath all her grandeur, the Lusitania had a secret. She was built with government subsidies, so she could be converted to serve as an armed merchant cruiser in wartime if needed. Hidden compartments were designed to carry arms and ammunition. However, when World War I erupted in 1914, the rules of warfare at sea were murky. Germany declared the waters around Britain a war zone and started attacking merchant and passenger ships with their submarines, known as U-boats. The Lusitania's role had never been made clear. Now she was entering dangerous waters. In May 1915, nearly 2 years into the war, the Lusitania departed New York on her usual route to Britain. The German embassy had posted warnings in newspapers telling passengers not to sail on the ship. But she was confidently captained by William Turner, who had sailed her before and knew her well. Little did he know a German U-boat was lurking off the southern coast of Ireland as the Lusitania came within reach on May 7th. The U-boat fired a torpedo, triggering a massive explosion aboard the ship. A second blast followed, dooming the Lusitania. In just 18 minutes, this gigantic ocean liner, once the pride of the Cunard Line, slipped beneath the waves, taking nearly 1,200 souls with her. How could the mighty Lusitania sink so fast? What really caused the second explosion? Was she secretly carrying munitions, as the Germans claimed? Or was she callously sent into danger by the British? Over 100 years later, the sinking of the Lusitania still raises so many questions. That's why on this special episode of Zane's Adventure Zone, we're going to dive deep into the mysteries of her final voyage and try to separate fact from speculation. Come aboard as we relive the Lusitania's tragic story. All right, adventurers, now that you know the basics of the Lusitania's story, let's rewind time back to the turn of the 20th century so we can see how this majestic ship came to be. It all started around 1900 when the Cunard Line, a leading British passenger cruise company, wanted to build two spectacular new ships to compete with their rival German and French lines. Cunard needed financial help from the British government, so they struck a deal to build ships that could be used as armed merchant cruisers in wartime if needed. The government lent Cunard money to build the ships, which were named the Lusitania and the Mauretania. The Lusitania's keel was laid in 1904, and she was constructed at the John Brown Shipyard on the River Clyde in Scotland. The workers had to totally rearrange the shipyard to accommodate the Lusitania's massive size. When she was finally completed and ready to launch in June 1906, the Lusitania was far bigger than any ship before her, measuring 787 feet long and with the capacity to carry over 2,000 passengers and crew. She was also technologically advanced, featuring revolutionary new steam turbine engines that could drive her through the water at record speeds. This would allow her to claim the Blue Riband Prize for the fastest Atlantic crossing. Everything about the Lusitania was designed to be the utmost in luxury, comfort, and safety. Her ornate interiors were decorated in lavish styles with glimmering brass, marble, and mahogany. Electric lighting, lifts, and refrigeration allowed her to deliver unparalleled service at sea. First-class passengers could enjoy palatial staterooms, a majestic two-story dining saloon, smoking rooms, a lounge, a cafe, and the vessel's grandest feature, a regal staircase spanning multiple decks, illuminated by a crystal dome above. For those traveling second or third class, the amenities were excellent for the time, with comfortable cabins and social spaces, far surpassing other contemporary ships. When she embarked on her maiden voyage in 1907, the Lusitania turned heads wherever she sailed. She quickly captured the coveted Blue Riband Award and held the title for a full decade as the fastest ship on the Atlantic. Just take a moment to imagine you're one of the passengers aboard the Lusitania on a voyage to New York City. Surrounded by so much luxury, you feel like royalty gliding across the open ocean. But soon, this majestic ship will face danger. The Lusitania enjoyed several years of success before World War I broke out in 1914 and changed everything. With Britain and Germany now locked in combat, the Lusitania was called upon to serve her nation's wartime interests. She was repainted in grey camouflage colours and continued sailing across the Atlantic, carrying both passengers and valuable cargo. But in February 1915, Germany announced that its submarines would sink any enemy merchant ship in the waters around Britain, without warning. This policy went against long-standing rules of sea warfare, which required stopping ships safely before attacking them. When the Lusitania departed New York for her fateful final crossing in May 1915, Germany placed ads in newspapers warning people not to travel aboard British ships. Yet almost 2,000 passengers boarded the Lusitania, feeling reassured by her tremendous size and record of safety. Little did they know a German submarine was lurking off the coast of Ireland, poised to bring down this mighty vessel. On May 7, 1915, midway through her voyage from New York to Liverpool, the Lusitania neared the coast of Ireland, directly in the path of German U-boat U-20, commanded by Walter Schwieger. Schwieger tracked his target and attacked without warning, as per his orders. At 2:10 p.m., his torpedo struck the Lusitania just beneath the wheelhouse on her starboard side. A thunderous explosion burst through the hull as seawater flooded into the ship. The Lusitania immediately began listing severely to starboard. Passengers felt a huge shudder ripple through the vessel. Just seconds later, a second, even larger explosion rocked the Lusitania from deep within. This blast was caused by ignition of the steam and coal dust inside the ship's empty boiler rooms. But to observers, it hinted at something more sinister. Water poured in through the gaping holes in the Lusitania's starboard flank. The crew rushed to launch lifeboats, but the severe listing made it nearly impossible. Just 18 minutes after being struck, the once majestic liner disappeared beneath the waves. In the panicked evacuation, only 6 of the ship's 48 lifeboats were successfully deployed, most launching only partially filled. The rest remained trapped by the steep tilt of the decks. Out of 1959 passengers and crew aboard, only 764 people survived. The sinking of the celebrated superliner Lusitania was met with shock and outrage around the world. Over 120 of the dead were American, turning public opinion in the US against Germany. But one question haunted survivors, investigators, and the public. What could have caused such a massive and speedy second explosion? The Germans claimed it proved the ship had secretly been carrying explosives, making her a legitimate target. But was this true? My fellow adventurers, now comes the time when our journey takes a mysterious turn and we dive into the swirling controversies around the Lusitania's cargo. Since the second blast was so catastrophic, many believe the Germans' accusations that the ship had actually been carrying tons of munitions. But the British steadfastly denied these claims, insisting there were no explosives whatsoever on the Lusitania, only small arms ammunition, which was common at the time. So who was right? Historical detective work says, maybe both. Historical. The Lusitania's cargo manifest listed her as carrying 4,200 cases of rifle cartridges, 1,000 shells, and other material that could have had military uses. Not a huge amount, but contraband nonetheless. Yet it seems impossible such a small munition store could have produced such a massive second explosion that doomed the entire ship so quickly. There must have been something else. In recent years, new evidence has surfaced that the Lusitania may also have secretly been carrying volatile materials like aluminum powder and millions of gun cotton primers. This highly unstable cargo could explain the mysterious second blast. Many experts believe the British government covered up the full extent of the munitions on board to maintain that Germany had illegally targeted a passenger liner, turning opinion against them. What do you think? I want to hear your theories on what really caused the explosion. Share them with the hashtag #Lusitania. Whether she carried hidden explosives or not, the sensitive nature of the Lusitania's cargo provoked controversy from the start. But an even bigger question remains. Was she intended to be a target? Many believe the British authorities deliberately put Lusitania at risk in hopes she would be attacked, bringing the Americans into the war. Top officials called her 45,000 tons of live bait. Her sailing path and meager escort left her vulnerable to submarine attack. An intercepted German transmission had even revealed a U-boat was in her path, but she received no warning. The British denied these accusations for decades. But in 2014, newly uncovered government documents admitted they believed explosives were on board and said it was prudent to warn the salvage company of the obvious, danger of their presence if still there. This seems to prove the UK knew there were explosives on board, but never admitted it publicly. Many historians now believe the British hoped the Lusitania would encounter a U-boat, give the Germans an opportunity to attack, and thus incense Americans into joining the Allies against Germany. Tragically, their strategic gamble paid off. The US entered World War I 2 years later, after further German attacks eroded American resistance to the war. The Lusitania disaster played a key role in the chain of events, but at a terrible human cost. What happened to the Lusitania remains murky even over a century later. Do you think she was intentionally put in harm's way? I want to hear your conclusions. All right, adventurers, we've plumbed the depths of the debates and controversy surrounding the Lusitania's demise. Now let's emerge and see how this tragedy impacted the world. The sinking of the celebrated British superliner Lusitania by a German submarine caused massive outrage, particularly the deaths of 128 Americans on board. It turned sentiment in the United States strongly against Germany. Americans were horrified that innocent civilians could be killed without warning, according to Germany's aggressive new submarine tactics. In response, the US made a series of diplomatic protests to Germany about the attack. Germany apologized, but continued their submarine policy. Though President Woodrow Wilson refused to immediately enter the war, the Lusitania disaster began building support for the US to declare war on Germany, which it finally did in 1917, after further submarine attacks. The tragedy motivated so many Americans that enlistment offices were overwhelmed with volunteers wanting to fight against Germany. Today, the sinking of the Lusitania remains a cautionary tale about the immense civilian cost of warfare at sea. It shows how the escalating violence of World War I eventually embroiled even neutral nations like the US. Over a century later, we still feel the enormous human loss when we look at pictures of the elegant ship in her glory days, knowing her ill-fated final voyage. For me, this story exemplifies the importance of bridging divides between nations through understanding. When we see fellow humans as enemies instead of seeking common ground, it leads down dark paths, as we saw in World War I. My hope is that by looking back at the tragic story of the Lusitania, we can learn from the past and build a more peaceful future. There is still so much adventuring to do and discovering to enjoy. Our journey today has been filled with mysteries, controversies, tales of tragedy and heroism. I hope pondering the storied fate of the Lusitania inspires you to keep seeking truth and pursuing your passions, whatever winds or waves they sail you through. Thank you for listening and for sharing your thoughts and theories along the way. Don't forget to subscribe to join us on more unforgettable adventures. Until next time.